EXE. We're member-supported radio for Northern Minnesota. We talk Minnesota State Parks now. Luke Gorski is joining us. He is a college student from South Dakota State University. In 2020, he made a pilgrimage to hike all the state parks in Iowa. 2021, he was at the State Parks of South Dakota. This year, in Minnesota. Hey, Luke, thanks for being back.
Hi, it's great to be back.
Hey, nice to hear you, Luke. Mosquitoes yet?
Yes, as of yesterday, yes, there were some mosquitoes. And they were not, like, they were in abundance, so.
Well, we've put them off for a month, because normally they're out, like, on the 15th of April, so I guess, we've got a month of free passage there.
And before we hear about where you've been since the last time we talked, how about ticks? Are you watching for those?
I am watching for those, and I haven't seen any, so okay. That's good news. So, but yeah.
So, since the last time we talked to you last Tuesday, where have you been?
This past week, on that Tuesday, I did William O'Brien, and then on Wednesday, I did Interstate and Wild River. On Thursday, I did Nurse Strand Big Woods. On Saturday, I did Lake Maria. And on Monday, yesterday, I did Sockatah Lake and Rice Lake. That Sockatah Lake was where I found all the mosquitoes. So
it figures. Say, tell me, I know that Nurse Strand Big Woods is a wonderful park, and I also know that it is the only place in the United States that you can see the dwarf trout lily. I'm wondering, were there trout lilies in bloom when you were there?
I don't think so. There weren't a whole lot of flowers in bloom when I was there, or I didn't see a whole lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think I did, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, well, they're a lovely sort of a spiky looking flower, not spiky looking, like a star, I guess. And and the leaves are sort of, well, lily like. And then and they're spotted, so that's, I think, where the name trout lily came from, because the leaves are kind of blotched with red and green. Yeah. So anyway, that tell us a little bit about Nurse Strand, because it is one of my favorite parks.
Yeah, Nurse Strand, definitely. This was right after the big storm on Wednesday night, so there were a few trails that were pretty waterlogged, but on the good news, the waterfall was flowing really, really well, so that was nice to see. The water was definitely cold. I had to take off my shoes to cross the creek to get to the other trails, so it was a great hike, aside from the one area that was pretty waterlogged. But yeah.
All right. So what else came across your eyes?
At Nurse Strand or at other parks?
Anywhere.
Well, right now, my favorite park over this last week was definitely Interstate State Park in Taylor's Falls. That area has, like, the most interesting terrain of the, I think, six that I did. In the last week, just with the rocks and the potholes and the, it feels like the North Woods without having to go as far north. So, and it's got a good variety of trails too, because there's a trail down by the river. And then you actually have to hike through Taylor's Falls to get to the other trailhead, on the other side of the highway. And you can take that trail, it's called the Railroad Trail, back to the lower area of the park, the campground area where I parked. And then, and there's a little spur, a little loop of that trail called the Sandstone Bluffs Trail, which is, it's a climb, but it's a good little trail there too. So that it definitely had, like, the best variety of the state parks I've been to so far. So.
So tell us a little bit, did you, let's see, you're a geography student.
Yes.
So a little bit of description of the land, maybe, of some of the parks you were on?
Yeah, I mean, Interstate was definitely, like, the the glaciers definitely pushed any bedrock to that area, clearly. Wild River, which I did on the same day, was not the same. It was very flat, Almost, I think, yeah, almost all the parks I did in the last week were on glaciated land, which makes sense. It's Minnesota, but not all of Minnesota has been glaciated. Nerster and Big Woods is actually the closest area to the Driftless area, which didn't get hit by glaciers, and you could definitely see that with the stream kind of carving, especially below the waterfall. It carved kind of a deep valley, and there was bedrock on both sides. So
wonderful. Yeah, that's one of the exciting things for me. So where is Wild River State Park?
Wild River is on the St. Croix. It's about the same latitude as, I think, North Branch, pretty much. About the same latitude as North Branch. And, like, it's just on the St. Croix over there on the Wisconsin border. It wasn't as interesting a park as I hoped, but it's still a good park. And if you own horses, that's definitely a park to go hit. So,
yeah.
There we go. How about yesterday? Tell us about Rice Lake.
So Rice Lake, I fully expected Sakata Lake to be better than Rice Lake, but the bugs just didn't do it for me. So, but Rice Lake, I was surprised there were next to no bugs there at all, even though the trails were pretty similar. The water level at Rice Lake is pretty low. I don't remember the reason. It was posted on one of the DNR signs near the boat ramp, which results in like a big marshland around the edge of the lake. There's most of the trails are on the north side of the lake. In fact, all of them are. I think there's only a boat ramp on the south side of the lake. And then I did a 4-mile loop with I went clockwise. I went up by the road and then down by the shore. And it's got an awesome, it's probably like 200-foot dock out into the lake at the point as well. So
wonderful. Sounds like a fun place to visit. Are there fish in these lakes? Were there people fishing?
I didn't see anyone fishing at either lake. However, I was there. I mean, fishermen get out early in the morning, but I didn't see any fishermen in boats or on shore at Sakata or Rice Lake, which surprised me because I know fishing just opened here. So
yeah. Yeah, it's the season. Yeah. So next week you're heading to
Where are you headed today, Luke?
We're probably gonna go regardless, but we're going to Minneopa in Mankato today, and right now Mankato's got a little bit of rain, but we're hoping to hit the sweet spot right between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. which it's supposed to just be cloudy there. And then tomorrow I'm headed to Meyer Big Island in Albert Lea. And then I'm going to start the Driftless area with Frontenac on Thursday. And then I'm doing three parks on Friday. I'm doing Carly, Whitewater, and John A. Latch on Friday. And then on Sunday, I'm doing Great River Bluffs. And then on Monday, I'm doing Lake Louise and Forestville Mystery Cave. So yeah.
Whoa. Lots of things to talk about next week. I've been to Minneopa and Meyer Big Island. In the Meyer Big Island, you will see trout lily, not the dwarf trout lily, but the regular trout lily. There's lots of it in there, and I would expect that it should be blooming. It's late, but it should be blooming now.
Yeah, I imagine I will too. But yeah, that's my plan for the next week or so.
Sounds great. I bet you're excited. Since even last week, things have changed so much season-wise already.
Yeah, especially because I'm down south now. Like, There are a few parks on like the northern part of the St. Croix Valley that weren't even close to greening up yet, or weren't even close to being green yet. So,
all right, sounds great, Luke. We'll check in with you next week. And again, if you want to give Luke some advice, some favorite trails you have at Minnesota State Parks, you can text us at 218-326-1234. Thanks, Luke.
Yep.